You are listening to the Grow Your Local Business podcast, where local marketing expert and life coach Leslie Presnell shares the strategies and the mindset to help you reach more people in your city and bring in a steady stream of clients. All right, let's dive in.
Hey, welcome to episode 71. Today, we're going to dive into how to get discovered locally on Instagram. So this means how to make sure people can find you and find your local business without ever leaving Instagram. Because here's the thing, people are not just using Google anymore whenever they're searching for answers or for content or for services. They are using Instagram as a search engine. And this is really, really good news because that means there are people right now actively searching for exactly what you do in your city. And these are going to be the people who are ready to buy now. So we just want to make sure that they can find you and that you show up when they are searching for what you do. And there are very specific actionable things that you can start doing to make this work even better for you. I have 6 things that we're going to dive into today to help you get discovered locally on Instagram. And this may be an episode that you want to come back to or jot down some notes on. It's going to be some strategy, but very simple and doable things, just how I like it. So first off, here's what you need to know about Instagram in 2024 and how the whole search engine thing works. So if you have a local business and you have a website, you've probably heard of SEO, right? That means search engine optimization. And really, this is the process of improving your website and the words on your website so that you are showing up in Google or search engines whenever people search for your business or when they search for certain keywords. Like ideally, they search and they find your business because you're ranking in the search results. Now, that's the very basics of SEO and kind of the simplest way to understand it, but it's all about keywords and getting found when people are searching for those words. So SEO is all about search engines understanding what's on your website and what you do and where you are and then how you help people. And they want to help people find your website whenever they search for these certain keywords. So now Instagram essentially works in the same way. Just like SEO techniques help you rank higher on Google, using SEO techniques on Instagram can also help your content be seen and get found and be discovered on Instagram within the app. So that's what Instagram SEO is. So Instagram has an algorithm, or really like a variety of algorithms, and they are automatically analyzing and processing every piece of content that's created, and it's deciding who will find that content interesting and who to show it to. This is why when you open your app and you go to the Explore page, you see all this content recommended for you. So I just had a baby, and I guess this is my official announcement. We had a baby. Let me just casually slide it in the middle of this episode. But my recommended posts on Instagram lately have totally turned into baby content. Like I've been awake in the middle of the night now, searching a lot on sleep training and just all the newborn things. And Instagram keeps showing me more and more baby content, and I keep watching it and interacting with it. So the algorithm just knows right now what I'm interested in. It keeps showing me a lot of coaches who offer newborn support or sleep coaching and just all the things. So that's not random. It's because that's what I've been actively searching the past couple of weeks and what I've been engaging in and watching the most. To where prior to being a mom, it was a lot of, you know, Taylor Swift and social media marketing content. So for you, Instagram has determined all this information about you to help you find content that you'll likely find the most interesting. So it takes into account all your user behavior, like who you follow, posts you interact with, things you search for, and it gives you similar posts and accounts to see. So Instagram wants to take all this content that's being created on the app and show it to the most relevant audience. It wants to keep people on the app for longer. So it really wants to get this right. And you can help it do that by optimizing your business feed and your post to help Instagram show it to the people or show it to the followers who are searching for it and who will be the most interested in it based on their own user behavior. So let's dive in to some things you can do with Instagram SEO. So the first thing you can do is just continue using local specific hashtags in your captions. And I say continue because this is definitely not the first time we've talked about it on the podcast. As a local business owner, I cannot stress enough the importance of you using local hashtags in your post to get discovered. I also recommend engaging with posts and people that are using local hashtags just to increase your visibility even more. I have a whole episode on that. That's episode 45. I'll link it in the show notes. This episode right now today, though, isn't really about you going out and engaging and interacting with all these people. That's a huge piece of it. But this episode specifically is about you really optimizing things on your end so you can get discovered. However, both are necessary, like this optimization process that I'm walking you through right now and you having your own engagement strategy. So more people are just seeing you more regularly. So anyway, yes, use local hashtags. So for me, I'm in Baton Rouge. So that would be hashtags like hashtag Baton Rouge or hashtag 225 Baton Rouge or hashtag GoBR, maybe even like hashtag Louisiana if you want to go a little bit bigger. I really recommend using the search bar on Instagram and see what local hashtags you can find for your city and your area. But also go look at other local businesses in your city. See what tags they're using. Look at what tags influencers are using. Look at any local accounts you can find, local media, local personalities, and see what local specific tags they're using. And then you can start using those as well. Sometimes people say there are not any hashtags for their city. You can totally start one. I actually started the hashtag shop Baton Rouge probably 10 years ago now. At the time, not a single post had ever been done with that hashtag. So I just started using it. And now there are thousands and thousands of posts using that tag. So don't be afraid to just start using something if it is relevant and if it's needed. It's really important that you use local hashtags versus generic hashtags, though, because if you're using things like hashtag Baton Rouge or your city, then you're going to be reaching people in your city versus these big, broad, generic tags like hashtag Happy Saturday or hashtag Good Vibes, where you're just going to be reaching people all over the world who don't even live around you, who could never be your client. So this also tells Instagram what your content is about and where you're located, which is super important as a local business. So people can search hashtags on Instagram, and we just want to make sure that they can find you whenever they do. The second thing I want you to do with your hashtags and to really improve your Instagram SEO is to combine your local hashtags with industry-specific hashtags. So for example, hashtag Dallas florist or hashtag Baton Rouge photographer or hashtag Kansas City esthetician. Again, people can search and find you like this. This is exactly how I found my wedding florist and my photographer. I never even went to Google. I went straight to Instagram and searched hashtag Baton Rouge florist and found some florists that I liked and I reached out to them right there. And then same thing with my photographer. I searched Baton Rouge photographer or maybe even Baton Rouge wedding photographer. I'm not sure now, but that's how I found my photographer. More and more people are doing this, and it's a really quick way to see what you're all about and for them to see what all you have going on. And even if you're even taking clients right now, people like to see your work and learn about your services and see the testimonials and just everything about you, which they can get very quickly from your Instagram feed. So that's searchable. That's how they're going to find you, by searching your city with whatever exact service they are looking for. The third thing I want you to do is to tag your city or location in every post that you create. So Instagram has a built-in search feature to find posts based on locations or that geo tag. So this means whenever you post and you add your location to the location field, Instagram can show that post to people who are searching for that location or who are near or in that location. So if people are searching for your city or the neighborhood or a certain part of town that you're in, you can show up that way. And again, this is just another way to localize you. There's even a really cool little map feature that they have now where when you search for a location, all these little bubbles will show up with posts or stories that were taken at that spot, and it's really interactive. So adding your location when you create posts, it literally takes seconds. So that's why I just want this to be a regular practice for you. Don't skip it. And it can be anything general, like your city or neighborhoods, even down to a physical location if you have one. And I just recommend switching it up and use it in a variety of ways. Maybe you even alternate between city or certain neighborhoods or areas down to a physical location and just kind of cycle through those so you're just covered. Okay, so the fourth thing that you need to do to get discovered locally through Instagram's SEO is to have your city and what you do listed in your bio. If you want to rank for keywords or for your city when people search for you, put those words in your bio or even in your name. So for example, if you're a florist here in Baton Rouge, you could put Baton Rouge florist in your bio, or Dallas photographer, or Kansas City esthetician. You can also think of other keywords that are important for your industry or that people may be searching for. Like think of weddings, bouquets, flowers, all those things go along with florist. So just think of keywords that people are searching for and see how you could fit those into your bio. I have an entire podcast episode on what I call the local Instagram formula, and this is really all about optimizing your bio. And that's episode 2. I'll link it in the show notes as well. This is my most popular episode, so there are lots of good tips in there to help you write out your entire bio so your people know who you are and where you are and what you do. But now it also applies to getting discovered and using these words in your bio really intentionally. And that too means cutting out a lot of the fluff and using words that people are actively searching for. I think sometimes we tend to put cutesy little things or some fluff in our bio that doesn't really apply to our people, and it isn't things that they'd be searching for. So that episode 2, will be a really good reminder of what's the most important for your bio. And now you have this episode to think about, like, okay, what are people searching for that could help me get discovered locally too? All right, so the fifth thing I want you to do is to use keywords in your caption. So yeah, Instagram is not just using your hashtags and locations in search results anymore. You can search using keywords and find content and specific posts related to that. So this for you means being more intentional with what you're putting in your captions, and not in a way that's robotic or that doesn't sound natural, but it's about you writing captions that do truly talk about your clients' problems and how you can help them. It goes beyond just saying, like, have a great day, right? And listen, if you want help writing captions, you've just got to come join me inside the Localpreneur Academy. I teach 9 local go-to content pillars, so you're never guessing what to post. Like, I have 9 categories that I teach that will help set you apart as that local top choice. But also, I teach a caption writing formula, and it's plug and play. Like, I teach you step by step how to talk about your client's problems, which is where you're going to get all those really good keywords and things they're searching for. And I teach you how to position yourself as that local solution and then give those really clear calls to action so they are taking that next step to work with you. figuring out how to write captions or what to say does not have to be something that you continue to struggle with. Like, come join us and we're going to take care of that. I have been a writer my whole life. I was in journalism and I trained writers. Then I was an English teacher. I taught middle schoolers how to write beautifully. And now I teach business owners how to write. So it really is something that has just been, always been a strength of mine, is taking writing, like something that's so scary and so uncomfortable and foreign for people, and just giving them a process that they can follow until they can be really confident in themselves. So y'all know I love a good step-by-step process and system. So I've got you covered there. Okay, so that was step 5, just more descriptive captions, using those keywords and understanding that Instagram is analyzing everything you're writing so that they can serve it and show it to the right people. All right, so the final and 6th thing to do to get discovered locally and to optimize your Instagram SEO is to just keep posting consistently. The more you can give Instagram, the better. The more it's going to learn about you and how you help your people. It's going to have more content to show to more people. And when you are posting consistently, and when you're using keywords, and you're using local hashtags, and you're tagging your location, you are constantly bumping yourself up in the recent post. Like, say someone clicks on a hashtag that you've used in your last post. If you're posting consistently, you're going to keep showing up in recent posts. And that's what we want. We want people to be able to see you as much as possible. We want them to have as many opportunities to see you as possible. Now, consistent means different things for different people. I always recommend starting with a minimum baseline. So what's the minimum you can do to stay consistent and to set yourself up for a win week after week? Even right now, if that is just one time a week, I would rather you get consistent with once a week and build from there versus saying that you're going to post every day and then you get overwhelmed and you end up ghosting us for 3 weeks. So decide what consistent means to you and stick to it. Become the person who follows through. Become the person who stays consistent and disciplined. That is everything. All right, so those are my 6 tips to get discovered locally and to really optimize that Instagram SEO and have it working for you. So keep using your local hashtags. Keep using hashtags that combine your industry and your location. Optimize your bio with your location and keywords. Use keywords and descriptive text in your captions. Tag your location in every post and just keep posting consistently. That's how you can help yourself get discovered locally on Instagram. All right, before we go, if you want my entire local marketing process, everything step by step to market yourself locally, to bring in more clients, to get more local followers, to get more visible, then come join us inside the Localpreneur Academy. This is where we combine the strategy and the mindset to help you become better known in your city and to grow your local business. You can click the link in the show notes and check it out. And I hope I see you inside. Hey, if you enjoyed today's episode, I want to invite you to check out my program, the Localpreneur Academy. This is the only program for small business owners who want to become the local go-to in their industry with a steady stream of clients. You can find more information at lesliepresnell.com, and I'll see you inside.